Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the No Bullshit Zone. My name is Chris, your host. And those listening in, chatting in, chiming in, all that good stuff, welcome. Tonight's just kind of a pilot episode. We're just trying some things out, so please bear with us. But got a couple of things we want to touch on, specifically. The things that have gone on in the last week with the State of the Union, as well as some other global issues. But only have a few minutes to talk tonight, folks, but feel free to call in. You want to, you know, give your 2 cents? Go ahead. All opinions are welcome. Number to call in, 657-383-1837. Again, my name is Chris. I am your host. And again, welcome to the No Bullshit Zone. I'm going to play a quick song here, and then we'll get diving into this stuff. So welcome to the show, listening in, archiving in, all that good stuff. Thanks again for listening to us.
And I've set up and tore down this stage with my own two hands. We've traveled this land, packed tight in minivans. And all this for the fans, girls, money, and fame. I played their game, and had to scream my name. I will show no shame, I live and die for this. And if I come off soft, fix you on this.
Are you scared?
Devil without a cause, and I'm back with the beaver hats and Ben Davis slacks. 30 pack of strolls, 30 pack of hoes. No Rogaine in the propane flow. The chosen one, I'm the living proof. With the gift of gab from the city of truth. I jabbed and stabbed and not critics back. And I did not stutter when I said that. I'm going platinum, selling rhyme. I went platinum 7 times. It's still the ill that wanna see us rise. I guess because the only God knows why. Why?
My grandson cry. Y'all need to give his account back And y'all need to quit trolling my grandson. Quit trolling him, I tell you. Quit it!
Welcome back to the show, folks. My name is Chris here, and we're just going to dive into this this main topic of the State of the Union. As we all know, it's a bunch of bullshit that usually is spewed, and in this particular situation, our Commander-in-Chief, Barack Obama, was obviously laying some groundwork, and as far as his legacy is concerned, one of the biggest, and I get that, that's politics, you know, it kind of comes with the territory, but the biggest issue that I had personally was a lack of mention of the situation that went in, that was going on in the Persian Gulf. No mention of that whatsoever, almost like it was like kind of swept under the rug, which most of the American people out there were wondering, quite honestly, what the fuck? What was going on there? What happened? And for the most part, there wasn't much said. And especially during that State of the Union address, I don't think he made a peep about it. And that basically rubbed a lot of people the wrong way, especially veterans, current service members. And, that left a real bad taste in my mouth. It was really, 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 really like a slap in the face, I think, to our military members out there. And, quite honestly, just our civilians out there that actually are, you know, pro-military. Hey, they wanted to know what was going on. At least say something, you know. I get it. It was something that was going on, and you can't give out so much information. But at the same time, hey, yeah, at least throw us a bone and at least sound like a leader who is, you know, 100% supportive of our troops, you know, especially in a volatile situation like that. Again, that left a huge bad taste in my mouth, you know, and seeing our sailors, you know, with their hands behind their back and I don't know. It was definitely interesting to see how that whole played out, and it was almost like it was, I don't know, almost like it was, hey, they don't want to rain on President Obama's parade, given that it was his last State of the Union address, and it was just very political, and again, not cool with a potential serious issue. That was. Not to mention, you know, we almost apologized for it. You know, at least that's the word on the street. Apparently, Mr. John Kerry said, hey, you know, sorry that we did this. You know, we've progressed relations between Iran to make these sort of situations possible. And I don't know. It gives off a soft impression of our country, quite honestly, which really, really, really pisses me off. We've shown weakness as far as leadership is concerned, and there's quite a lot of people, quite a lot of states out there that I believe are seeing that and starting to fucking really poke the bear. North Korea's doing shit. You know, God only knows what Russia's doing. It's concerning. It's concerning. The lack of leadership that we have is really starting to eat away at some of our power. Some of our, hey, we don't take shit. Don't fuck with us. Which is, in a military sense, you want that. You know, you want that advantage. So, interesting stuff, folks. Interesting stuff. Again, if you want to, you know, talk, we got a few minutes to talk about this stuff. The call-in number is 657-383-1837. Again, this is the No Bullshit Zone. My name is Chris. I'm your host. I'm going to play a quick song. And again, feel free to call in, folks. Cheers.
one hitting niggas' girlfriends. That's my old bad habit.
But here you go, wearing that. Already know what I'm staring at.
I mean, from top to bottom, your body is a problem. So somebody better take care of that. And who better than the nigga in the letterman? When your man ain't home, you can let him in. Late night, let him in. I ain't gonna tell a tale. Damn, your ass bad as hell.
Just gonna get you in trouble.
Welcome back to the No BS Zone, folks. My name is Chris, your host. Following up on just basically what we touched on earlier with the State of the Union, the lack of support that was perpetrated, or at least communicated, not communicated, passive-aggressively communicated by our commander-in-chief. And what a disappointment. Disappointment that was. You know, as you see things going on around the world and Korea pushing buttons and Russia again, like as I said earlier, that's got to make you wonder, people. You know, you got to open your eyes and say, man, you got to see big picture and see why they're doing that, and they perceive us weak as a country right now. You know, financially, you know, even though Mr. Obama said, you know, that the economy being not as good as it really is was just a bunch of hot air. I don't know. Things aren't looking real good right now, folks. So a lot of that crap was, you know, quite honestly, bullshit. And really, again, it was a slap on the face with the whole non-mention of our sailors being trapped over there. And, you know, really what concerns me more is that the upcoming election that we have, and I'm not a huge guy that gets into politics, but I think this is really, really, really an important election this year. And it's an important time in our nation to try to make things right. And the lack of candidates, quite honestly, is a little bit. It's a little bit disappointing, in my opinion. And quite honestly, I'm going to be frank here because hey, this is a no bullshit zone. You know, if you believe in Donald Trump, and that's the future of our nation, I have to really question your intelligence level. That's just God's honest truth, you know? And we can agree to disagree, and that's fine, and hopefully people can be mature enough to see it that way. And a lot of people won't. But that's not a very good candidate. And I swear, freaking Hillary Clinton gets elected. Man, I don't know. I'm moving to Europe somewhere. Maybe. I don't know.
You can go to my compound.
What's that, sick girl?
You can go to France with me. Where I'm going.
Yeah, I wish. I don't know. Their gun laws kind
they're
of
trying
suck,
to
though,
all the Aryan whatever, the purists or whatever the hell they are. They're,
yeah.
They're all moving to the countryside of France and making these little like compound commune things.
Yeah, it really is. And by the way, this is Sick Girl, folks. This is our co-host. She's a very, 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 very well educated in BTR. Is an excellent co-host, so definitely welcome, girl.
Hey, welcome. With 8 minutes left or four or whatever.
Well, we can run overtime, you know, if we need to.
Well, you should run overtime, and then you should just reschedule it. Or do the earliest one, noon or whatever. Because I have some serious questions. I've been busy with other stuff.
Uh-huh.
And I'm actually not caught up on Iran. Where are we at, like, right now?
Right.
What's going on?
There's a lot of stuff been going on, that's for sure. So.
No, what is going on? I want, like, an overview of this deal and everything else.
What, like, globally? I mean.
No. Like, what, the sanctions or whatever?
Oh, with Iran?
Yeah.
Yeah. Apparently, it's supposed to be lifted. I know they may have already happened, or it's going to very shortly. You know, with the whole embargo that they had, which is going to be crazy because the price of oil is like crazy low right now, which is why all the freaking stocks are tanking. You know,
yeah.
People don't know. You know, oil, huge part in the global economy. There's no doubt there. I don't know. I mean, that's a huge issue. You know, there's hot spots all over the place. You know about the Korea thing.
That is so weird.
What's that?
That whole North Korea thing is weird. I don't know.
Yeah, they're just trying to troll everybody, to be honest with you. That's what they do. When other shit's going on, you know, they're trying to, like, stick their nose in it and interject to try to make themselves relevant when, all right, well, they could be destroyed with very easily, you know?
They're so cheesy, though. Like, you didn't even do anything. You tested a obvious not. It wasn't a hydrogen bomb at all.
Yeah.
Are they retarded? Are North Koreans retarded?
They're so isolated. They live in their own little ball of crazy. So, you know, I'm not surprised that that they did something like this. To be honest with you, that's what they do. They're so isolated from the rest of the world that I think it clouds their judgment. And gosh, and their whole culture is almost cultish with the way that they back up their freaking supreme leader. They're like, they're almost deity, for God's sake, you know? It's very difficult to say, hey, that's a normal state. You know, I mean, there's no question about that. That place is freaking nuts, beyond nuts, you know? So, folks, we had a short show tonight. We're doing a trial run here, starting to get things going. We're going to continue this. We're going to do this. You know, we're going to reschedule this so that we have a longer show. Appreciate people listening in, calling in, chiming in, chatting in. We got lots more coming. Again, I'll keep you posted. My Twitter handle is CRG, as in Charlie Romeo Golf, 1182 __. So check me out there. I'll be, you know, posting times. Also, check out Sick Girl, at Sick Girl 12345. We'll have some good times, man. People checking in and chat, I see you. Definitely call in next time. We definitely want to hear more opinions and talk about current events, things that are going on. We also talk about, you know, a little bit of infosec, you know, security, nerdy geek stuff. And again, this is an important election year. So there's a lot of stuff to talk about in that regard as well. So again, appreciate you checking in. Till next time, like I said, we'll have another one scheduled here shortly. So stay tuned, folks. Again, thanks for listening. Cheers.
If we look to the answer as to why for so many years we achieved so much, prospered as no other people on earth, it was because here in this land, we unleashed the energy and individual genius of man to a greater extent than has ever been done before. Freedom and the dignity of the individual have been more available and assured here than in any other place on earth. The price for this freedom at times has been high, but we have never been unwilling to pay that price. Those who say that we're in a time when there are no heroes, they just don't know where to look. The sloping hills of Arlington National Cemetery, with its row upon row of simple white markers bearing crosses or stars of David, they add up to only a tiny fraction of the price that has been paid for our freedom. Each one of those markers is a monument to the kind of hero I spoke of earlier. Their lives ended in places called Belleau Wood, the Argonne, Omaha Beach, Salerno, and halfway around the world on Guadalcanal, Tarawa, Porkchop Hill, the Chosin Reservoir, and in 100 rice paddies and jungles of a place called Vietnam. Under one such marker lies a young man, Martin Treptow, who left his job in a small town barber shop in 1917 to go to France with the famed Rainbow Division. There on the Western Front, he was killed trying to carry a message between battalions under heavy artillery fire. We're told that on his body was found a diary. On the flyleaf, under the heading My Pledge, he had written these words: America must win this war. Therefore, I will work, I will save, I will sacrifice, I will endure. I will fight cheerfully and do my utmost as if the issue of the whole struggle depended on me alone. We must realize that no arsenal or no weapon in the arsenals of the world is so formidable as the will and moral courage of free men and women. It is a weapon our adversaries in today's world do not have. It is a weapon that we as Americans do have. Let that be understood by those who practice terrorism and prey upon their neighbors. As for the enemies of freedom, those who are potential adversaries, they will be reminded that peace is the highest aspiration of the American people. We will negotiate for it, sacrifice for it. We will not surrender for it now or ever. We are Americans.